Today's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 21 through 24, and also chapter 18, verses 15 through 20.
今日要读的经文在马太福音，佢第五章21到24节，然后马太福音嘅18章15到20节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我用啟應的方式来读，先用英文来读，然后广东话来读。
Matthew 5:21. You have heard that our ancestors were told, "You must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment."
And you caught someone, you are in danger of the trial of hell.
So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you,
leave the sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person, and come and offer your oath to them.
If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won that person back.
But if you are unsuccessful, get one or two others with you to go back again, so that everything you said may be confirmed by two or three witnesses.
If the person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. Then if he or she won't accept the church's decision, treat that person as a pagan or a corrupt tax collector.
I tell you the truth. Whatever you forgive on earth will be forgiven in heaven. Wherever you turn, you'll be permitted in heaven.
I also tell you this. If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Let's read verse 20 together. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them.
马太福音第五章第廿一节，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。于是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄自家家的，难免公会的审判。23. 所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。15. 倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来，他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭着两三个人的口作见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。再告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。22 together， 一起读。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Yeah, Pastor Wilson will bring today's message titled "Relationships in the Kingdom."
题目之今日嘅信息就系国度里嘅关系。
Children may now be dismissed quietly for children's worship.
儿童可以落去下边儿童崇拜。
David is a lot taller than I, as I adjust this mic. It's a humbling thing. You know, human relationships, as you well know, as human beings, constantly need repair.
你知道我们与人的关系,我们不时的都要去修补。
If you know yourself, and you know the importance of keeping your relationships in repair, you'll be willing to be accountable to a Christian community.
如果你认识自己,你又承认你的关系需要不断的,是很重要的,要去修补的时候,你就会愿意在你基督徒的圈子里面,你会彼此去负责。
One of the purposes of the church is to be a light with the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, light unto the world.
教会的其中一个目的就是基督徒在世界上要作光,去反映这个福音。
So in order to do that, we have to be good at relationship repair.
如果要这样做的时候,我们要一定在我们关系的修补上面做得很好。
Because you and I are sinners. We get at each other's throats.
因为你和我都是罪人,我们会得罪对方。
And that can't, relationship repair can't be done well apart from gospel community, being accountable to each other.
如果在福音的社群里面,我们没有彼此去负责,彼此去照顾的时候,我们做不到这个关系的修补。
Look again, and Teddy, if you don't mind, if you could shine up Matthew 5, 21 and 22.
我们再看看马太福音第五章21至22节。
This is the words of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
他说你们听见有吩咐古人的话,说不可杀人,又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
In other words, what is he saying?
他说什么呢?
Everybody knows, everybody agrees, you shouldn't kill, murder is wrong.
因为我们每一个人都知道我们不可以去杀人。
But notice what he says. But he goes on and says, if the tree is wrong, if the tree is bad, then that which produced it is wrong and bad.
但他继续说什么呢?他说,但是如果棵树本身是不好的时候,它生出来的果实都是不好。
Because a tree sprouts up from an acorn, a seed, that too is wrong.
因为那棵树有一粒种子去生出来,连那粒种子都是不好。
I hope you see what Jesus is getting at here.
我希望你看到耶稣想说什么。
He says, if you're one of my followers, if you have trusted in Jesus as your, in his person and work, and he's your Lord and Savior, you don't just say, well, I haven't killed anybody.
他说,如果你是相信我,相信耶稣基督的时候,你知道你不会杀人。
And hopefully that's true, right? Hopefully that's true in an outward way, right?
在外在,我们知道我们可以这样做。
You might not be an axe-wielding maniac or a lethal terrorist.
可能你不是一个恐怖分子,或者你拿着把刀到处去追着人。
But you probably wished somebody that did you wrong was dead.
但可能你心里面想那个得罪你的人,你可能想他死。
There's an acorn. There's a seed in all of us.
在我们每一个人的心里面都有一粒这样的种子。
That's where the forbidden destruction of behavior comes from.
这些就是那些具破坏性的行为走出来的地方。
And so what is that?
那究竟是什么呢?
Jesus says, but I tell you that anyone who's angry with his brother will be subject to judgment.
耶稣所说的就是说,那些凡是憎恨他弟兄的人,其实他们都是要受审判。Teddy,
if you could hit slide 2. Unrighteous anger, resentment, grudges, springs up for what? The deadly seed that is in the human being.
那些不义的怒气,那些仇恨,那些怨恨,会产生出来什么呢?就是说那个会致死的种子。
And just like the analogy with the seed, right? Blossom to the tree. That anger has the potential to be full-blown murder.
就好像一粒种子可以生出一棵树一样, 我们那个愤怒的种子也可以去发展出来是很大的怒气。
I know what you're thinking. Yeah, that might be true, Wilson, but you know, 99.9% of the cases, grudges don't boil over to murder, and that's certainly true.
可能你說,很多時其實99.9%的時候,這些怨恨都不會引致到謀殺。
In fact, I'm in your corner. I would say probably 99.2%, we don't usually smack somebody in the mouth.
我可以這樣說, 99.2%的情況之下, 我都不會走去怪人倫巴。
But there's still the seed, that small percentage, a poison in you.
但你依然有這個種子, 這個這麼少的百分比, 這個毒依然在你的心裡面。
And so Jesus is challenging you today. Why would you want to walk around with that? Why would you want to walk around with that in your life?
所以今天耶穌挑戰你,就是說你為什麼你要帶著這些種子在你的生命裡面呢?
The right circumstances might make that grudge into something bigger.
在一個合適的環境裡面,可能這個怨恨就會發展出來一些更大的後果。
That second part of slide 2, where do grudges come from?
那這些怨恨在哪裡來的呢?
What is it that makes it possible for you and I to be angry and resentful towards others?
有什麼去促使我們去向人有怒氣、有發怒、怨恨?
Well, the answer is simple. It's a disdainful attitude.
這就是說你有一個不屑的態度。
It's a dismissive attitude.
一個你藐視人的態度。
Or, to put it another way, it's a sneering spirit.
有一個嘲笑人的心靈。
It's looking at someone, rolling the eyes of your heart, and saying, you idiot, you fool.
對著人的時候,你心裡說,你這個蠢人,這個瘋的人。
And Jesus says what makes you resentful, angry, offended by people, which leads into something really worse, is a haughty spirit.
就是說,這個傲慢的心靈就引致到你向人有這個怒氣,有這個怨恨。
A dismissive spirit. It's a looking down at people.
這個向人有不屑的態度,你看低人家。
You sneer at them.
你嘲笑人家。
It's saying you fool, which is one way to translate the Koine Greek word raka.
這個壞人是一個蠢人,一個傻瓜的時候,在希臘文裡面有一個raka的主。
Raka, by the way, is weaker. Some of you have the NIV translation, ESV, it says fool. This translation is a New Living Translation, it says idiot. Fool, it's actually a word that means a little bit weaker than fool.
那英文翻譯出來的字比平時說一個傻的人,一個蠢的人比較輕。
You know, it's hard to translate, as Raymond knows, it's hard to translate, right? It's a word that means you're nobody.
意思就是說你什麼都不是。
You're a non-entity.
你在人家面前你不值一文一值。
You're unimportant.
你是不重要的。
That's raka.
這就是那個字翻譯出來的意思。
You know what sneering is? That's a sneering spirit.
這就是傲慢的態度。
You belittle someone.
你看低人家。
That haughty spirit is the root, the seed of judgment.
這個傲慢的心靈就是說引致到受審判的這個種子。
That's where your grudges come from.
你的怨恨就在那裡。
And that happens all the time in you and in me.
這個在你和我的裡面經常都有發生。
So Jesus is trying to say, take a good look. Wake up. Take a good look.
所以耶穌說你要好好的看清楚。
You must, for the sake of yourself and for others, you must examine what's there.
你要為著自己和其他人的緣故,你好好考察自己。
How much of that anger becomes violent?
有多少這樣的怒氣引致到有暴力的發生呢?
Where does that come from?
在哪裡來的呢?
Sadly to say, the default mode of the human heart, that's where it comes from.
很可惜的就是說,這個狀況,這個心靈就是我們原本的狀況。
And obviously in a fallen world, this is happening constantly, in here and out there.
在這個墮落的世界,無論在這裡或者在外面,街外面,這些事情經常發生。
I would say it's not a... wouldn't be inaccurate to say it's happening every day of your life.
我可以話你每一日你嘅生命裏邊都有咁樣發生。
And this growing natural default mode of the human heart disrupts relationships.
呢啲咁嘅事情去發生，每一日都影響咗你同人嘅關係。
And it's because of this default mode of the human heart that Jesus gives us verses 23 and 24.
就係話因為人嘅心靈狀況本身係咁樣嘅時候，耶穌基督俾我哋23同埋24節。
It says there, once again, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar, first go and what? Be reconciled to them.
他說,所以你在祭壇上獻禮物的時候,若想起弟兄向你埋怨,就把禮物留在壇前,先去和弟兄和好,然後來獻禮物。
The word reconcile means to return the relationship to friendliness, amiableness.
那个和好的意思就是说将这个关系恢复到一个和睦的地步。
That means to show care, show warmth.
就是说表示你去关心对方。
Now why does he say therefore?
为什么他说所以呢?
It's because your heart is like this. It's always filled with sneering.
因为你的心灵是经常充满着嘲笑。
We have a dismissive attitude towards people. It leads to resentment.
我哋对人有一个不屑一顾嘅态度，引致到我哋对人有怨恨。
And resentment leads to anger and disrupted relationships.
然后引致到有愤怒，引致到有一个受影响嘅关系。
That's why it's so important to know how to repair relationships. You're always going to have to repair relationships. That's a given.
所以我们需要很重要的我们经常要回去修补这个关系
They're always going to be unraveling
你经常会有不定不安
Your relationships, my relationships are always going to go bad
你和我对人的关系很多时都会去走向一个差的地步
And to bring his point home Jesus of course uses an illustration
跟着耶稣去指出这个重点就是他用一个比喻
Now, to understand this illustration, which is, again, the verses we just read, verses 23 to 24, you probably got to think a little bit of the context here. Remember, Jesus' day, first century Palestine, we're in 21st century America. It's a little different, right?
咁我哋要去认识23、24节耶稣俾呢个例子，我哋要睇下代入当时嗰个状况，当时耶稣第一世纪嘅时候，同埋我哋21世纪嗰个社会嘅唔同。
Remember, we just read verses 23, 24. We read it a couple of times. What does it say?
23, 24节讲乜嘢呢?
If you are offering your gift at the altar.
他说当你去坛前献上这个礼物的时候。
And remember your brother has something against you, leave it there and go.
如果你记得你的兄弟向你怀怨的时候，你将那个礼物留在那里，然后你去。
Now, remember, when you come to a conclusion,About the Bible, you got to think, hey, what was the original intent? What was the original context?
当你去想去做一个总结的时候，你要谂翻究竟佢原本嘅意思，原本嗰个环境写出嚟嘅经文嗰个状况系点样
？A person today, 21st century America, might think, oh, altar, think a church.
我哋今日嘅社会，我哋谂呢个祭坛就好似一个教会咁样。
Think a church. Walk into Midtown Manhattan. There's a church on every block.
如果你想起教会的时候你去到曼哈顿的城中的时候你看每一个街口都有一个教会
Ah, but in Jesus' day Palestine, Judaism only one altar
但你想想耶稣当时的年代在犹太的地方巴勒斯坦的地方只有一个祭坛
All other altars were illegal There's only one in the temple in Jerusalem
所有其他的祭坛都是不合法只有一个就在耶路撒冷神的殿里面
If you wanted to give a gift at the altar the temple in Jerusalem it was a big deal a big deal
如果你要 去到耶路撒冷这个祭坛上面献一个礼物这件是很大的事情
Because most likely you didn't live in Jerusalem you lived on the outskirts of Jerusalem you had to get to Jerusalem it tookCouple of days to get there.
因为很多人都不是住在耶路撒冷，你去耶路撒冷的时候，你要行很多日的路程才去到。
It wasn't something you did all the time.
不是你可以成日做的事。
And Jesus is saying, What if you gone to all that trouble? A couple of days of travel. Get into the temple in Jerusalem. You've taken a big trip. And then you remember, right in the middle of the ceremony,
I got something. I did wrong with someone.
耶稣就是说，你经过这么多的周章，走了这么多日的路程，去到耶路撒冷，去到圣殿里面，想献这个礼物的时候，你突然间想起有你的弟兄向你去怀怨。
You remember, I have a relationship that's unraveling presently.
我记得有一个同人的关系未修补好，仍然有问题。
I need to reconcile with that person.
我要同这个人去和好。
And in verses 23-24, Jesus says, go then. What does he mean, go? I just got here. It took a couple of days to get here. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous what you're saying, Jesus.
耶稣说你要去，你要留下个礼物要去，但你要想说，哇，我花了这么多的时间，预备这么多的功夫，我才来到这个坛上去献礼物，你现在说叫我走？
Bingo, that's the point. It's ridiculous.
耶稣说，耶稣的意思就是说，这样是，很不可能。
He's making a point. It's so urgent. This is so urgent. This is so important. Wake up.
耶稣就是说你要醒一下，因为这个是这么重要的事情。
It doesn't matter how inconvenient it's going to be to you.
无论你对你来说是多么不方便。
It doesn't matter how difficult it's going to be to do.
无论是多么难去做到。
You must constantly keep those relationships in repair.
耶稣说你要不断地去修补这些关系。
You have to reconcile.
你要同人和好。
You have to undermine your natural tendency.My natural tendency of the human heart that leads to what? Fraying, unraveling of relationships.
你要留意到我哋嗰个原本嘅罪性，我哋经常就会去产生呢啲有问题嘅关系。
So how do I know? How do I know that I have a relationship that needs reconciliation? Maybe you don't know.
咁我点知道有啲关系我需要修补咧？可能你自己都唔知道。
You probably do. You probably do know, right? You probably do, because it hurts, right? Here are some signs. Maybe you don't know. Hey.You might not know. There are some signs to know.
可能你不知道，但有些记号，有些色形，你可以知道。
And in all seriousness, each one builds. Each one gets more serious as I go through seven of these signs.
当你去看这个标记的时候，每一个都是比一个更加严重。
These, again, they overlap. The signs overlap, and they're not really levels of unraveling relationships.
这些可能不是说讲到那些不平的关不和好的关系那个层次，但是每一个可能有重叠。
Okay, here we go. The first one slide is on slide 3. The first sign is you say to yourself to someone, you're an idiot.
第一个记号就是说你向人讲话你是傻的。
He or she is a fool in your estimations.
在你的评估里面那个人是一个蠢人。
And obviously, the relationship then is getting colder, right?
很明显，这个关系会变得更加冷漠。
Now, isn't it true that some people are idiots? Some people are fools. Some people are a mess.
有啲系咪有啲人真系好蠢又好傻嘅咧？
Yes, absolutely, you're right.
冇错，你系啱嘅。
But when you look at that, and there's no sadness in your heart because of that.That's the seed of pride. That's a haughty spirit.
但如果你睇到呢啲人，你心里边冇觉得悲哀嘅时候，喺佢心里边其实有骄傲。
When you have no sympathy for the idiot, when you have no sympathy for the fool, instead there's disdain, there's sneering, there's a dismissive attitude. That's the beginning of the unraveling.
当你去睇啲人，你冇呢个同情心，反之你有一个不屑嘅态度，有一个骄傲嘅态度嘅时候，呢个就系嗰个种子，你开始睇到。
You know the relationship's going bad when you see that.
当你睇到嘅时候，你知道嗰个关系开始去向一个差嘅方向。
Because you're moving away, your heart is getting harder.
因为你向呢个人，你其实系远离咗佢，你嘅心越嚟越刚硬。
The second sign is the fact that you're happy.When you, when that person that has wronged you experiences unhappiness.
第二个记号就是说你当你看到那个人他经历到一些不开心的事的时候反之你觉得开心。
You hear about a hardship or problem that that person who wronged you is having.
你听到那个得罪你的人他经历着一些很不好的事的时候。
And you know what you say to yourself? Serves them right.
你自己怎么想呢你说抵他死了。
They deserve.What they're getting.
他说他们得到这样的下场他们是值得的。
Here's the third test.
第三個記錄。
It's the irritation test.
就話覺得一個點樣一個煩惱嘅測試。
There are some things that people do to you that you don't like.
就話有啲人對你做一啲嘢你係唔中意。
Right, they're like sandpaper. They rub you the wrong way, but you can overlook it.
就是说好像一张沙子那样的人用做的事情经常都磨着你你觉得不舒服但是你可以去忽视了他。
But when that person wronged you, oh, you can't overlook it.
但是当那个人真的得罪你的时候你不可以去忽视。
You won't put up with it.
你不会忍受他。
You're infuriated.
你会觉得很愤怒。
Your heart towards that person is hardened.
你對那個人他的心已經剛硬。
Do you see what a haughty spirit is?
你看不看到那個驕傲的心靈是怎樣
Resentment, disdain, it blocks the relationship.
這個憤怒這個不屑一顧去阻礙了這個關係。
Here's the fourth sign, there's an awkwardness in the relating.
第四個記號就是說你跟人的關係裡面有一個好像很不自在的感覺。
You're uncomfortable.You're uncomfortable when that person's present. You don't want to be there.
当那个人在这里在场的时候你觉得不舒服你不想那个人在这
里。I gotta move on. The fifth sign is when you actually know you're avoiding them. You're staying away.
第五个记号就是说你尝试去逃避那个人去避开那个人。
It might not necessarily be overtly staying away, but you're not going to incredible lengths to be with them.
可能你不是外在的逃避但是你不会去花時間想去跟那個人一起
You're avoiding them.
你躲避他
The sixth sign is when you pass along negative information about them to someone else.
第六個記號就是說你將一些負面的消息關於那個人的消息去傳播給其他人
And deep in you, you like it.
在你的心裡面你覺得很開心當你這樣做的時候
Of course, you're not going to admit it. You're not going to admit that attitude.
可能你不会承认你这样的态度
But you gossip about them.
但是你在他们的背后去讲他们的闲话
Here's the seventh sign, and this is when there really is a boom, a disruption.
第七个记号，这个真的会去发展一个关系的分裂
You don't speak to each other. You know, like your roommate, you don't not speaking to your roommate, so here's the line of the dorm room.On this side is my side, that side is your side, don't speak to me.
你不跟那個人去講嘢，好像你跟人一個同房的關係裏面，你畫了一條界，你不可以過一條界，你不要跟那個人講嘢。
Jesus is saying in our text, it's absolutely crucial for you, crucial to deal with this problem.
耶穌在他的經文裏面，他說你一定要去對付這些問題，因為這個很重要。
Acknowledge it for what it is, repair.The relationship.
去承认你那个关系你需要修补。
Do your part in reconciling.
你要做你应该做的去跟人去和好。
Because the other person might not be willing.
因为另外那个人可能他不愿意。
But if you're a follower of Jesus, you must take the initiative, he says. You must reconcile.
但耶稣说如果你是跟随他的时候你一定要去主动跟人和好
Now the situation could be similar to Matthew 5
那个情况可能跟马太福音第五章一样的
The person seems to have something against you
那个人可能对你有埋怨怨恨
You're to go to them and say what's up
你要去他那里你说究竟有什么问题、啊、
Or it could be a similar situation like Matthew 18
又或者可能个同样嗰个状况，好似马太福音十八章所讲嘅。
In that situation, you actually have something against that person.
第十八章所讲嘅就系话，你对嗰个人反之，你系对佢系有埋怨怨恨。
There's absolutely nothing more important for any long-term friendship, any family relationship, and certainly a marriage, in understanding how to repair relationships.
所以对任何长远的关系友情的关系甚至乎夫妻的关系我们都需要知道怎样去修补这些关系
Because it's the people you've gone through many, many, many things they're the closest to you
因为你跟那些跟你关系很密切的人你跟他们一起经历很多的事
They're the people who know you the best
他们最了解你
Those are the people you love the most
你是你最爱他们的
They understand you and they love you
他们 爱你，你都爱佢哋。
It's absolutely crucial then that you repair relationships.
所以我哋一定要去修补呢啲关系。
So how does reconciliation happen? This is slide 7.
咁呢个和好点样可以发生呢？
You have to repent. You have to forgive.
你要去悔改，你要去饶恕。
Repentance is the implication in the Matthew 5 situation.
在马太福音第五章所讲的就是一个悔改的情况。
Ted, if you don't mind, if you could shine up 23 and 24 again, verses 23
and 24. 我们再看一下23、
24节。I know we're referring to so many times, you probably got it memorized. But you see that last phrase there? First, go and what?Go and be reconciled.
他那裡所說的就是說你先去跟弟兄和好。
Again, remember the context of the illustration. Altar, temple, Jerusalem. It took you a couple of days to get there. It's a ridiculous illustration. It's saying, wake up.
那個例子的背景就是說你要用很多的日子才可以去祭壇上面去獻禮物，现在你叫他走好像很不合理。
See the urgency, see the importance.
但你要看看这个是多么紧急，多么重要。
If you know somebody has something against you, you go to them.
如果你知道有人是向你怀怨的时候，你要去他们那里。
And when you go, going to them, you lead with repenting.
当你去的时候，你就会去引致到有悔改。
Slide 7.Repentance is first of all taking full responsibility.
悔改首先就是说你要觉得你自己是要负全责。
For your part of doing wrong.
在你做错的事情上面。
No excuses.
没借口。
You're not coming in and saying, well, I did this wrong here. I know, but you made me do it.
你不可以说啊，我是做了这些不对的事，但是是你搞到我这样做的。
No, you take responsibility.
你不可以这样说，你要负责。
Even if it's only 5% of the problem, you take responsibility of your part of the problem.
纵使你所做的只是在这个问题上面的 5%, 但是你都要为你所做的负责。
Even if you think in your mind, the other person is the one who's to blame, you admit your part in the wrong.
纵使你心里面觉得那个人才是那个要负责的，但是你都要为着你自己所做的，所做错了的去负责。
Even if the other person goaded you, triggered you into doing what you did, you acknowledge you're wrong.
纵使是那个人去做了一些事，引致到你会有这样的反应，这样的后果去做这些事，但是你都要承认你自己做错了。
You admit it, no excuses.
你要承认你不可以有借口。
Here is what I've done wrong. I'm sorry. I have no excuse.
你要对嗰个人讲话，嗱，我系做咗呢啲咁嘅嘢，唔应该做嘅。我承认，我要讲对唔住。
Secondly, besides taking full responsibility without excuse, repentance also means you ask for forgiveness.
悔改同样嘅，第二就系话悔改就系话你要去求嗰人去饶恕。
Simple phrase.Would you forgive me?
很简单的就是说你会不会饶恕我呢？
Thirdly, it means offering to make changes. Repentance always means change of heart.
第三就是说去愿意去改变。悔改的意思其实就是说你的心要改变。
Right, you candidly say, hey, I don't want this to happen again. Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'm willing to do to make a change.
你要说我不想这样再发生，我现在愿意去这样做，去做一个改变。
Or if you don't know how to, you say, what do you suggest I do to make a change?
如果你不知道的时候，你可以说就是说你有什么提议我可以有什么改变呢？
So you need all those three things to really have repented. That's true repentance.
这个才是真正的悔改。
Slide 9, in the latter half of Matthew 18, Jesus explains the nature of forgiveness as well as repenting.
咁喺马太福音十八章嘅后半段，耶稣解释到话饶恕系点样。
Now forgiveness is another sermon. I'm sorry, I cannot expound forgiveness presently. I only have about 10-15 more minutes, but it's crucial in understanding this reconciliation. So I can only summarize at this time.
對於饒恕，我哋可以用花好多嘅時間再去講，但係基於時間關係，我想盡量去簡化。但係呢個都係依然係好重要。
First, you can't forgive without this prerequisite. You have to know you're a sinner, but you're a sinner saved by God's grace.
如果你要饒恕嘅時候，首先你要承認你自己係個罪人，被神嘅恩典去拯救。
You must know that deep down in your heart, core of your being, if God held any of your sins against you, you would be gone. You would be lost.
你心裏邊你要承認，如果神係因住我哋任何嘅罪，要向我哋要追討我哋嘅罪嘅時候，我哋每一個人可以係喺神面前站立，我哋每個人都會去失喪。
I can't emphasize that enough. You can't just know it up here.You have to get it deep down into you.
你唔可以淨係喺頭腦上面，你知道你嘅心裏邊，你都要去。
It has to be in the center of your being, in the center of your consciousness.
呢樣嘢一定要喺你嘅心靈嘅裏邊，你嘅中心裏邊係承認。
You have to believe you are, as the Bible says, a sinner saved by God's grace.
你一定要承認，好似聖經所講嘅，你係一個罪人，被神嘅恩典去拯救。
That means He accepts you.Not for who you are, not for what you did, but by His grace, a free gift.
个意思就系话神系藉住佢嘅恩典去接纳你，唔系因住你系边一个，唔系因住你做咗啲乜嘢。
That truth has to be a bright reality in your being.
呢个真理一定要喺你嘅心里边系彰显出嚟。
And if it is, you can't. It's impossible. You can't keep a grudge. Then you cannot.
如果你咁样承认嘅时候，你冇可能心里边仍然系怀有呢个怨恨。
You can't stay angry at somebody unless you feel that you would never do what they did.
你唔可以向人有怀怨，因为除非你会话你永远都唔会好似嗰个人做啲咁嘅嘢。
Have you ever noticed if somebody does something wrong to you, but it's the sort of thing that you do too, you don't really get too upset.
你有冇留意到，如果有啲人去向你做一啲嘢，其实你都系咁样去向人哋做嘅时候，你自己可能唔会咁嬲。
Yes, you must say that wasn't right, but it's easy. You might add, it's easy to do that, because I do that too.
你会话啊，可能嗰人做呢啲嘢系唔啱，但系好容易你可以去咁样讲，就系话，其实我都会咁样做。
When you really stay angry.At somebody, it's because subconsciously, you know what you're saying to yourself? I would never, ever do that.
你點解會向人去懷怨呢？因為你嘅心裏邊就會咁樣諗，就係話我永遠都唔會咁樣向人做呢啲嘢。
And you know what the gospel says to you?
但係呢個福音對你講乜嘢呢？
Maybe you don't struggle with that particular kind or that particular shade of sin that would hurt you.
可能你唔係有嗰種。會傷害你嗰種嘅罪，會做呢啲嘢。
But nevertheless, we all sin against God and one another in some fashion, in some way.
但係我哋每一個人喺我哋嘅生命裏邊都會向神、向其他人去犯罪、得罪人。
And if God was holding that against you, you would be lost.
如果神係要向你追討呢個罪嘅時候，你就係失，你會失喪。
So the prerequisite for all forgiveness is to put that truth of God's grace before you.
所以首先要去饒恕嘅时候，就系要去认识到神系拯救你，藉住恩典拯救你呢个真理。
That truth, if it's deep down into you, drains the anger out.
如果呢个真理喺你嘅心里边嘅时候，你嘅愤怒亦都会消失。
The more you understand the gospel, the less you can stay angry at people.
如果你更加深去认识呢个福音嘅时候，你向人会更加有少嘅怒气。
And of course, the opposite is true too. The angrier you are at people, the less you understand Jesus' good news, the gospel.
反之嘅亦都系一样。如果你向人有更加多嘅怒气、愤怒嘅时候，其实你对神嘅福音认识系更加少。
So what's the definition of forgiveness?
咁究竟饶恕嘅意思系乜嘢呢？
Definition of forgiveness is to give up the right to see repayment.
饒恕嘅意思就系话你放弃咗要追讨人哋回报你嗰个权利。
See, I'm with you. I'm a human being too, right? When someone wrongs you, how do you feel? You feel like you've been robbed.
当人去得罪你嘅时候，你有咩感觉咧？就感觉就系话，好似人哋喺你嘅身上面抢走一啲嘢。
And sometimes, yes, you're literally robbed of money, right?
有时可能真系一个情况，就系话人哋去抢走你嘅钱。
But most of the time, you can't actually measure the cost to you, right?
好多时候你唔能够去计算。人哋向你所做嘅嘢，使你损失咗几多？
When you've been wrong, most of the time you've been robbed of what? Happiness, reputation, an opportunity to do something. That's why you're in pain.
所以当人去将做一啲嘢去得罪咗你嘅时候，就好似抢走咗你嘅快乐，抢走咗你一啲做事嘅机会，去引致到你有痛苦。
And?What do you do when you're in pain?
当你在痛苦当中的时候，你做什么呢？
The natural tendency of sinful human beings like us is to create pain back.
我们很自然的就是说要 去报复，就是使到人有同样有这个痛苦。
You're unhappy, you're miserable. You want to make them unhappy and miserable.
你不开心，你在这个愤怒的里面，你都想人，亦都有唔开心，有呢个痛苦。
So you tell them off.
你向人去做啲咁嘅嘢。
You let them know your displeasure by yelling at them.
你去大声嘅怒吼，你去闹佢哋，让佢哋知道你几咁痛苦。
Because you want them to pay. You want repayment.
你想佢哋去付出呢个代价。
You might go and exact that payment yourself.
你想他们也同样有你受到的痛苦。
And so you're going to beat up the perpetrator in some way. You're going to hurt them.
你想去伤害他们，伤害那些得罪你的人。
So you scold them. You tell other people bad things about them. You're exacting payment.
你向其他人去讲他们的坏话，你希望他们要付出代价。
You might be a more moral person. You might be a more high moral person and say, oh no.I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't revenge.
可能你会是一个更加有道德的人，你会说啊，我不会报复的。
Beware, you still haven't given up the right to see repayment, though.
但你要留意，你仲未咗放弃咗要人去偿还嗰个权利。
Because you don't forgive them.
因为你唔饶恕佢哋。
Because you wish bad things about them.
因为你希望他们身上有些坏的事发生。
And deep down, you're happy when they suffer.
当他们受苦的时候，你心里面就觉得高兴。
When you hear about some setback, some trouble they're experiencing, you said they deserve it.
当他们遇到一些困难的时候，你心里面就想说他们是抵死。
That's not biblical forgiveness.
这个不是福音，圣经所讲的饶恕。
Forgiveness is I forgo.Repayment.
饶恕就是说我放弃要人去偿还的权利。
I give up the claim to do that.
我不再去追讨他们。
So how? How's that going to happen?
那可以怎样去饶恕呢?
Forgiveness, as you see on the slide there in the middle, is granted before it's felt.
饶恕就是说你要去感受到要饶恕之前，你就要去饶恕人。
Because you'll be waiting a very, 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 very long time to feel forgiveness. In fact, you'll never feel forgiveness.
因为你会花好长、好长、好长的时间先至感受到要饶恕，可能甚至乎你不会感受到要饶恕。
Forgiveness is granted. It's a promise.
饶恕是一个应许，你要去俾出嚟。
It's a commitment not to do the following three things. I'll speak to that in a moment, and do a fourth thing.
你要决定不去做以下三样东西，而去做第四样东西。
You promise not to beat the person up to their face.
你去应承你不在那个人的面前去使他们觉得不舒服。
You don't get into their face and yell at them.
你不会走到他们面前去向他们去发怒气。
You don't go and tell them how bad they are.
你不会走到他们面前讲他们是多么差。
You don't try to make them feel bad.
你不会使到他们觉得不开心。
Secondly, it's a promise not to beat them up to others.
第二就是说你不向其他人去讲他们有多差。
Not to run them down before other people's eyes.
不要在人面前去数算他们有多差。
Right, that's what gossip is. And thirdly, it's a promise not to continually beat them up inside you.
第三就是说你应承不在你的心里面去数算他们有多差。
You don't continue to replay all the things they did wrong to you.
你不会在你心里面重复的去看回他们做了些对你做了些多差的事。
So you see the three things? You're not going to beat them up to their face.
第三样嘢。
You're not going to beat them up to others. And you're not going to beat them up in your heart.
就是说你不会在他面前讲他们多差，你不会向人去讲他们多差，同样的你不会在你的心里面去继续重复的去讲他们多差。
But here's what you're going to do.
但第四样你要做的是什么呢？
You're going to pray for them.
你要为他们祈祷。
You're going to get rid of your ill will towards them.
你要去拿走你对他们那个几咁负面的评
价。You see, you can make that promise even when you're filled with anger.
纵使你对他们有怒气，但是你一定要去应许、应承自己这样做。
You can do those four things.Even when you're filled with anger.
纵使你是充满了怒气，但是你都可以做这四样东
西。 Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
我不是说很容易。
It's going to be incredibly hard.
这个一定是很很困难。
But do you know what the alternative is if you don't do that?
但是你想想，如果你不是这样做的时候，会有什么事发生呢？
And this is all prevalent throughout the Bible. The evil comes into you.
这个在圣经里面都讲得很清楚，就是说那个邪恶会入到你的心里面。
If you don't forgive, evil wins, and your heart becomes hard.
如果你不去饶恕的时候，这个邪恶入到你的心里面，你的心变得刚硬。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
When it comes into you, it hardens you.
当入到你的心里面的时候，使得你的心刚硬。
You don't trust people anymore.
你不再去信任其他人，
makes you bitter, angry at people.
使到你的心去苦毒，去向人去愤怒。
You see how important repentance and forgiveness is?
你看看悔改和饶恕多么重要。
For your benefit and the benefit of the world.
为了你的好处，为了这个世界的好处。
Forgiveness is something that's granted before it's felt.
这个饶恕是当你感受到之前，你就要去给出这个饶恕。
It's granted by committing to those four things that I've just mentioned.
就是说你要做刚才所提到要做的四样东西。
And any two people who know how to repent and forgive in Jesus Christ can have good, healthy relationships.
当有两个人在基督的里面是懂得去饶恕、懂得去悔改的时候，他们就会有一个很健康的关系。
You know, I say this in premarital counseling.It's possible to have a happy marriage if you practice relationship repair.
我同樣嘅喺婚姻嘅輔導裏邊都會咁樣講，當你係咁樣做嘅時候，你可以有一個好快樂嘅婚姻。
Now, of course, that's a bit of an exaggeration, right? Because there's other factors, as you and I know, right? Being married people.
我哋知道喺嘅婚姻裏邊仲有好多嘅其他嘅因素。
But certainly, your marriage would be a better one.
但是很肯定的就是说，如果你这样做的时候，你的婚姻一定会向一个好的方向。
Right, obviously there are other factors, right, that make a marriage sing.
当然还有其他的因素可以去影响了这个婚姻的关系。
But it's not an understatement to say repentance and forgiveness are crucial, crucial to make your marriage better.
但是我可以这样说，就是说悔改和饶恕肯定可以是在你的婚姻里面是最重要的。
And you can have an incredibly great relationship in marriage, with friends, with family, with others, if you practice this.
如果你这样做的时候，无论在你的婚姻里面，在朋友的里面，在其他同人的关系里面，都有一个很好的后果。
But you must repent and forgive inside first.
但是你要首先在你的心里面是悔改和饶恕。
Because often the problem...lies within us.
因为很多时候那个问题就是在我们自己的心里面。
But once you do the internal work, you'll start to warm up to the person.
当你的心里面是这样开始做的时候，你对向那个人就会开始有一个温暖的感觉。
And that would enable you to overlook things.
可以帮助你去不会看得那么紧。
And so you say to yourself, all right, the person is different, and the person rubs me the wrong way, but I'm not going to get so upset by that.
跟住你會諗就係話啊，嗰、那個人可能做同我有啲唔同，可能你做啲嘢唔係咁好，但係我唔會去因此去咁樣去覺得唔開心。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
因為愛遮掩好多嘅罪。
And often you don't have to go to them. You don't even have to talk to them because you're warming up to them.
可能甚至乎有時候你唔需要走去佢面前去咁樣講，因為你嘅心已經開始去暖化。
Or you don't have to go to someone for every little thing, right?
你唔需要向人去講每一樣細做咗啲唔好嘅嘢，每一樣都提出嚟。
And it'll show because you're doing the repentance, you're doing the forgiving on the inside of you.
因為你嘅心裏邊已經首先去悔改同埋去饒恕。
And then the relationship gets repaired, even if you don't even talk to them.
嗰個關係已經開始修補啦，縱使你未開始同嗰個人講嘢。
But you must do that internal work first of repentance and forgiveness.
但係首先嘅就係喺你嘅心裏邊，首先你要去悔改同埋饒恕。
And it's only then that you can go to them in relationship repair.
你只有先要咁樣做，你先至可以去到嗰個人嘅面前去修補關係。
Because you're not really forgiving them if you don't do the internal things first.
因為如果你心唔係咁樣做嘅時候，你唔係真係去饒恕。
Right, it's some covert operation that you're operating, right? If you go to them without doing the internal things first in you.
因為如果你唔係首先嘅心裏咁樣做嘅時候，你都唔能夠去嗰人嘅面前。
Because you're not really out to reconcile, you're really out for revenge.
你唔係真係要去同嗰個人和好，你只係想去報仇。
So you have to convince yourself, you are a sinner. I believe that. The Bible says it's true, and I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by God's grace.
所以你要首先去承認基督聖經所講嘅就話，我一個罪人，我被神嘅恩典拯救。
You know that Greek word in verse 18:15, it's translated show him his fault is eleko. It means not to declare judgment.
在第十八節他所說的那個字說去給那個人看到他有什麼錯誤的事、那個、意思就是說其實就是說你不是要去宣布這個審判。
It actually means to persuade. In other words, if you've done the forgiving in your heart, you're really forgiving them in your heart.
其實意思就是說要去說服，當你在你的心裡面去饒恕了的時候，你才可以真正的饒恕。
And so when you're going to tell them their fault, you're going not for your sake, but for their sake and for God's sake.
你指出他们的错来，不是为了你自己的缘故，是为了他们的缘故，为了神的缘故。
You're going out of mercy. You're going to help them.
你是用这个怜悯去帮助他们。
Then you show that you understand the gospel.
这样才可以给我们看到你去明白这个福音。
Because Jesus forgave you, right?
因为耶稣饶恕了你。
You were guilty of a greater sin against Jesus, against God, against others.
你的罪去得罪了神，得罪了基督，得罪了其他的人。
And Jesus pays with his very life on the cross.
耶稣用他的生命在十架上面去付上这个代价。
It's Jesus who covers you, right, with his perfect righteousness as he lived out perfect obedience for 30 plus years on this earth for you.
耶稣在在世三十几年的时间去过一个完全的生活，用他的公义去覆盖了你。
Right, obviously it costs Jesus greatly to love you.
耶稣爱你是要付上很大的代价。
And now you know that deep down, so you don't have to get back at others.
你心里面去这样承认的时候，你就知道你不需要去向人去追讨其他的事。
See, when you're doing church discipline or relationship repair or repenting and forgiving, Jesus says he's particularly present. He says he is particularly present, right? That's the last verse of our text, right? He's there. He's present in a particular way.
当我们是向人同人去修补这个关系的时候，耶稣基督就在那里。
Jesus says that. Now, why is that? And I'll close with this.
耶稣这么说，为什么呢？
Because you and I as human beings know how painful it is to forgive. We know that.
因为你和我都知道要去饶恕是多么痛苦。
And Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. to forgive us, to bear the weight of our sins.
耶稣基督道成肉身嘅嚟到去饶恕我哋，去承担咗我哋嘅罪。
And he's particularly present when we forgive and reconcile. You know why? Because he experienced a greater pain, infinitely worse than yours.
当我哋去悔改、我哋去饶恕嘅时候，耶稣喺嗰度，因为耶稣基督佢曾经感受过佢嘅痛苦，佢知道系咁样。
And it's only that, or the Christ's incredible humility and incredible joy, that will make people like us be good at relationship repair.
耶稣嘅仁慈、耶稣嘅喜乐会帮助我哋可以喺呢、这个关系上边去修补。
Only the gospel will make us a church like that. People who are willing to do that, willing to repair relationships.
只有这个福音才可以促使到教会去这样做，去这样愿意去修补关系。
And so as we embark on a new church year, let's pray. Let's diligently pray that God make us a people like that, so that the world can see that the Christ lives here in us.
让我们在这一年里面，我们恳切地去祷告，求神去帮助我们这样做，让这个世界看到这个福音去帮助我们去改变。
And then people will come because they see your life, they see your, the gospel lived out in your life.
以致人才会来，因为他们看到这个福音怎样改变我们。
And they'll come and ask you, how did that happen?
然后人就会来问你，为什么你可以这样做。
Father, we thank you so much for these tough words that you have for us in Matthew.
天父，我们感谢你在马太福音里面对我们说这些这么重要的说话。
We know how painful it is to repair relationships.
你知道要修补的关系是多么痛苦。
That's why you promise you will be with us in a special way when we go and reconcile.
所以你会去向我们去应许，当我们愿意去同人去和好的时候，你就会在那里同我们一起。
Oh Lord, may you make us a community that desires you, that desires to practice repairing relationships.
我们求主你去教我们，我们是一班愿意去同人去修补关系的人。
Certainly in a polarized world that we live in, people need to see that the Christ living in us.
在一个分化的世界的里面，人哋更加需要睇到我哋有基督喺我哋嘅生命里边。
When there's so many factions of people at each other's throats, we don't want to throw darts.
当我哋见到有咁多嘅人有敌对嘅时候，我哋唔会更加去火上加油。
We need to be willing to forgo repayment.
我哋要更加愿意嘅去舍弃，话要人去付代价。
Because the Christ has paid it all.For us.
因为基督已经为我们付代价。
Help us to remember that when we reconcile with one another.
求主你帮我们去记得，当我们同人去和好的时候。
In the precious name of Jesus, we ask that. Amen.
奉基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。